We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Seidor, Halacha Vov, in middle of paragraph Yud Ches, in the standard 8-volume sets, page 292, the right-hand column, towards the top. So when Yaakov Avinu saw Esav HaRosha come in at this moment, when Avraham Avinu had died, and he saw Esav's response was depression, anger, murder, adultery, Avodah Zarah, red stuff. He wants that red food, and he doesn't want to just eat it. He wants it shoveled into his mouth. When Yaakov Avinu saw all of those factors lining up, that's when Yaakov Avinu understood this is the perfect moment when Esav is most vulnerable and most likely to throw away the bechira. V'al kein yofe omer lo Yaakov b'moyadoi b'zmanoi im kein. If based on everything I see by you, Esav. Today, sell me the bechora, the birthright. Because as we said before, the avoido in the Beis HaMikdosh, what is the Beis HaMikdosh? A center of simcha. Remember we learned before? That's what the Beis HaMikdosh is all about. And the avoido was with the bechor, shehu bechinas simcha, which means that bechor is an inyan of simcha. The firstborn is a concept of simcha. V'alkein me'achar sha'ato boicher ba'averois u'ba'chila de sitrachra shehu b'chinas atzvos. And therefore, now that I've seen that you, Esav, have shown the path of sin, sin is synonymous with atzvos. It's a posuk. Edag mechatosi. I worry from my sins. Daigo is synonymous with atzvos. So now that you've seen that you've chosen averos and you've chosen achila de sitrachra, which is the opposite of achila de kedusha, the opposite of simcha, shehu bechinas atzvos, al kein ein magia lecho abchora, shehu bechinas simcha. Therefore, you're showing that the bechora has no place in your possession. And this is why Esav was agreeable immediately. And he said, "Hey man, I'm dying. I'm going to die." When he said, "I'm going to die," he didn't just mean, "I'm going to die," like people use the word. He meant, "I'm going to die, and I know that after death, there's nothing. There's nothing that happens after that. It's all over, period. That's the final end." He denied Tchias HaMesim. V'alkein lo mazalei b'chayra. Therefore, what do I need the birthright for? Ki bevadai ze shekoifer b'tchias HaMesim shehu ikar tachlis ho'avoida. Because certainly, one who denies the concept of Tchias HaMesim, which is the main goal of everything we're doing in this, all of our avoidas Hashem, bevadai ein avoidas hakorbonos v'chein shar avoidas hamitzvos shum simcha'ilav. To such a person, the karbonos and mitzvahs, all that stuff is baloney. Because again, most people don't enjoy mitzvahs that much in this world, but they're willing to do it because there's a future in it. It's got a future to it. But if he denied tchias hameisim, ki ikar hasimcha hum ashanu yoidim u'ma'aminim shavoidas hakarbonos v'mitzvahs heim kol tachliseinu v'tikvaseinu lenetzach. Because the main joy is that we know and we believe that the avoidas hakarbonos and mitzvahs, that's the real future. Talk about preparing for your future. That's the real preparing for your future. Al kein omar koroili. This is why Esav responded as was most appropriate for him. Hine anochi hoilech lomus misoilomos. I'm going to die permanent death. Vim kein lomal zeli b'chayr. Then what do I need b'chayr for? V'yoz v'yim kores b'chayros for the Yaakov. And therefore he sold the birthright to Yaakov Avinu. V'yideze zocho Yaakov achakach lekabel habrochois me'oviv. And this was what laid the groundwork for Yaakov Avinu to be zocho to get the brochois from his father. Al yidei shehechilu achila de'gdusha. When did he get the brocha? When he prepared a meal for Yitzhak Avinu, what kind of meal? Achila digdusha. Shehi bechina simcha, which we said before, is the meaning of simcha. V'alkein hevi lo yayin. And this is why Yaakov Avinu brought wine to Yitzhak Avinu, specifically in that meal. V'esav loy hevi yayin. Kamei shekosu b'medrash. And the medrash points out that if you look at the pasuk there, see what Yaakov Avinu brought? Yaakov Avinu brought meat and other stuff. Esav brought meat and other stuff. One of the differences was Yaakov Avinu brought wine, Esav didn't. Ki yayin bigdusha hu bechinas simcha. Because wine on the table of a Jew is simcha, is a concept of simcha. Bechina says, the pasuk says, ve'yayin yisamach levav enosh, that wine brings happiness and joy to the heart of a person. Bifrat ki oz hoyo leil Pesach, especially since that night happened to be the night of Pesach when this story took place. Kemoy shomrazal, as the Gemara says, Shoz Shoisin Yisrael Dalit Koisa Shel Yayin. That's when Klal Yisrael drinks 4 cups of wine. Kioz Yoitzim Lecherus Migolos Mitzrayim. That's the night of Geula. We make the bracha Goal Yisrael. Remember in the Haggadah? When the Jews went out of Mitzrayim. Shekoilel Kol Hagolios. Mitzrayim is a term that's koilel all the different exiles. She'ikar ha-golos hu'atzvus kanal. And we said before, the essence of golos is the depression. V'alkein hevi lo Yaakov yayin. That's why Yaakov Avinu brought the wine. Bechinas simcha kanal. V'alkein kibeloz ha-brochois. And that's what made ready things for him to receive the brochois. Ki ikar kol ha-brochois mekablin al yidei simcha. Because the main brochois a Jew receives through simcha. Suppose ki besimcha teitzeu, right? Teitzeu, to go out from golus. What is going out from golus? Geula. What is geula? Simcha. Ki besimcha teitzeu. Paragraph Yutes. Veze bechinas Chanukah. And Rav Nosson Zal says everything we've learned till now is going to help us understand the holiday of Chanukah much better. Ki Chanukah bechinas toido hoido. Because one of the main themes of Chanukah is acknowledging and praising Hashem. Kamei Shekosuv, as it says in Alanisim, V'kovu Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah Elu, they established these 8 days of Chanukah for what? What's the goal? What's the objective? What's the main theme of these 8 days? L'hoidois u'lahale l'shimcho ha-godol, to praise Hashem's great name. Shezeu b'chinas simcha kanal. We learned earlier that this is the essence of simcha. When do you praise? When you're really happy. That's when you're praising. Shezeu b'chinas ner Chanukah. This is the concept of the Chanukah candles. Ki shemen mishchas kodesh b'chinas moichin. Because oil of kedusha is always synonymous with seichel. Because the brain is compared to a ner doylek, a burning candle. She'ikar hasagosom al yedei habetisha, because we had learned earlier that we learned in Likut Imran, chapter 24, that the main way that a person is zeichet to achieve an understanding of Hashem is by the moichin striking each other, those tisha hechon, the gimel moichin slamming against each other, knocking into each other, and that results in 9 hecholim through which we're zeichet hasagosom lekus. Rav Nosson Zal says, bebechinas kosis lamor. How does a person make olive oil? By banging the olives, by knocking on the olives, pressing the olives, squeezing them, which is this concept of the moichin banging into each other. Shemisho mekablim hashemen zayis zoch. That's how we get this purest of oil. They tap the olive, and the first drop of oil that comes out of it, that's the oil that's used for the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. By striking the olive, that term betisha, striking it. Lahalois ner tomid, sheyoyer b'chol hoylomois me'ela l'sato me'sato le'ela. This is to light, turn on a light that'll light up all the worlds from top to bottom and bottom back to top. Bebechinas, as the posuk says, ner l'ragli dvorecho, that Hashem's words are a light onto my feet, meaning they reach all the way down to the raglin, to the lowest of places. Ubebechinas, as the other pasuk says, v'toivel bashemen ragloi, that he dips his feet in the oil. So we see again that the oil, we're talking about a level of light here that reaches all the way down, down, down to the feet. Ki oir ner shemeir al yidei hashemen zebechinas simcha, because the light of the candle that's shining through this oil is the concept of simcha. Ki oir mesameach hakoil, because we know light brings joy. Suppose it. Oyer tzadikim's yismoch. Oyer zerul atzadik ulishrelev simcha. There are many psukim that's the whole concept of neirois shel Shabbos, of having light on Shabbos, is to bring a simcha into our shalom. ki hoyer mesameach hakol, kama shekosuv mo'oyer einayim yesamach lev. So we see that oyer is synonymous with simcha. Ukama shekosuv vehiskin mo'oyerois mesameach olamoy. That Hashem prepared the sun and the moon to bring happiness to the world. The ikur ha'oyer shel kol ha'oyeroi shebo'ilom nimshach migdoi le'at tzadikim, shein b'chinas Moshiach, b'chinas oyer tzadikim yismach. And the highest level of light is the light that comes from the tzadikim who are b'chinas Moshiach. B'chinas oyer zeru la'tzadik, lishloi simcha. Ki ikur ha'oyer b'shleimus yizgala l'idei Moshiach shi'ovoi b'mher v'yameinu. Because we know the person who's going to reveal the most perfect light, the most total light, is going to be Moshiach. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Orachti ner lemeshichi, I've prepared a candle for Moshiach. V'afilu ato b'merirus hagolus, kol kiyumenu hurak alidei oiroi hagodol shemeir bonu behelem vehester alidei gdoilei hatzadikim shemechines Moshiach. And even now, while we're in Golos, the main light that sustains us, even through our darkest moments, is the light of the great, great tzaddikim, who are Bechinas Moshiach, you know, which Hashem shines down to us. Ki ikr shem Moshiach, hu al shem Hashemen, shenimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha. Because again, why is Moshiach called Moshiach? Because he is Moshuach, anointed with oil. Specifically, the title Moshiach refers to the oil. Shemen ha-mishcha, b'chinas keser, which is synonymous with the crown. This concept of anointing with oil is synonymous with the crown. B'chinas nezer eloikov al roishoy, the crown of Hashem upon his head. Shemishom mekablim hasogas hamoichin, shenikroim shemen mishchas kodesh. That's how one receives these moichin, which are called, they're given a nickname in Sifrei Kabbalah. Sechel in Sifrei Kabbalah is called holy oil, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. Al Yidei HaBetisha, through the striking, Shehu HaKoas HaMoichin BeKeser. This refers to the Gimel Moichin striking against the fence that surrounds, against the crown, against the fence that's surrounding them, which is the Keser. Shezeo B'chinas, this is now we understand the Pasuk where it says, Kashemen HaToiv Al HaRoish, like that good oil which is Al Horoish. Al Horoish is above the head. What's above the head? A crown is Al Horoish, right? Remember we quoted the pasuk earlier, V'simchas Oilom, Al Horoisham. Simcha is Keser, which is Al Horoish. Shemen is Al Horoish. Shu Al Horoish, Yoyred Al Azokon, which goes down the beard. Zekan Zokain, Zekono Chochma, Bechinas Hasogas HaChochma Vadas, Shemekabla Mishom, Alidei HaHakor, Bechinas Betisha Kanal. This refers to the Chochma and Seichel that a person receives by the Moichin striking against the Keser, that Betisha. Shezeo Bechinas Tleisar Tikune Dikna. This is the concept of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shel Rachmim. Shebohem Kluyim and the Yud Gimel Midoy Shehatoyra Nedreshes Bohem. Shebohem Klulim Kol Hamoichin. They encompass all different aspects of the Seichel. Kiyodua Biksovim, as is known in the writings of the Arizal. Shezehu Yud Gimel Midoy Shehatoyra Nedreshes Bohem. Shehem Klal Chochmoy Satoyra. Udrashoy Seho V'chidusheho. Sheze ikra hasoga samoichin. That's koilel all aspects of seichel. Veze zekan aharoin. Shehu hakoyhein horoish. Sheetzloi kol habrochis kana. We're talking about the kohen gadol, who's the roish, who's the one who has all the brochis. He has possession of all the brochis, as we said earlier. Sheyoyred al pi midoisav. And the pasuk says, zekan aharoin, sheyoyred al pi midoisav. Ki hashemen shehem chochmois hamoichin. Kol shleimusam lohiridom at lemato lemato lechol hamidoy shelodom lohor bekulam loitzio meafelo loira lahawo ismeich leatmuris. Because the purpose of this seichel and moichin, it's not enough that the seichel remains up here in the brain. The purpose is to draw it down into all the seven lower spheroids, into the hands, into the feet, into all the different midos. And to reach down even to the Hechli Atmurois, to draw the light into the place of the Sitrachra and be able to extract from there any sparks of Kedusha that can be rescued from there. להלויס מהכלי התמורי, שם בכנס חוישך בצלמובס, שמי עוצם החוישך מהפכם וממביר הכל, whereby because it's so dark down there, they have the ability to turn everything upside down, to take holiness and turn out the lights on it. וכל מה השמז גברים וממשיך עם האור לשום, and the more that we're able to succeed in drawing the light down to there, places like that, ויוצם מהפלו לאורה, and take it from darkness into light, זהו בחינס מלכוס שאוהב מבין הקליפוס מהכלי התמורס. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal said in Likutei Moran regarding rescuing the Malchus from Mibein HaKlipos, from the Hechle HaTmuros. Ve'ikor ho'oyer hu simcha kana. And we started by saying that oyer is synonymous with simcha. Ve'oz, so we're talking about bringing simcha down to that place of the Klipos and Sitra Achra. Ve'oz choyzrin ve'ilin. And then we succeed in bringing the Malchus out of there and elevating it. Ad shemekablin habruchos. Until the Malchus goes up to the Netzach HaYisoid, and that goes up and is malbush the Chesed Gvura Tiferes, and that goes up and is malbush the Chochma Bina Das, and that goes up and, you know, connects with the Keser. Ad sheoilin al ad hatisho hecholin. V'chein choyzer cholila l'toiv. And this process repeats itself again and again, going to higher and higher levels. And this is what's meant when it says over there, Ketal ha-chermoin she-yored, like the dew from the mountain of Chermoin. Kishom tzivo Hashem es ha-brocha. Because that's from where Hashem is bringing forth the brocha. Kishom kol ha-brocha she-ikra birchas ha-secha. Because it's through this process that we bring forth all the brocha, the main brocha, which is the birchas ha-secha. Now Rav Nosson Zal says paragraph Chof. כי זה הועניין נעשה בכל יום על ידי סדר התפילה והוידה של כל יום ויום. Because this procedure actually takes place every single day through the seder התפילה and the avoida that every single Jew does on a daily basis. וכן בכל שבוע, and so too on a weekly basis. ובכל חודש, every month, ובכל שנה ושנה, every year. ובכל אדם ואדם, and within each individual Jew, Lefi Madregosai, based on his Madrego, Ulefi Hoesvazman, and based on what he's going through specifically as at those times. Each and every single member of Klal Yisrael, on a daily basis, on a weekly, you know, is playing a role in this cycle that we described here. You know, of going down to the place of the Klipa, is drawing up the Nitzutzes from there, going, Ukefi Kedushas Hazmanim. And again, it's tied into the special occasions. Kegoin Shabbos, V'yontif, V'yom HaKippurim. Kemuvon b'hatoyer hanal, as is expressed in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, shemavoyer b'haseder kol ho'aliyah shel atfila ayin sham v'tovin. Whereby in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows us a similar ladder to what the Arizal describes a Jew experiences when he's going through the seder atfila of shachris, you know, karbonos and psukei dezimra and birchas kriyashma and shmon esrei. There Rabbeinu Zal describes a similar ladder of Malchus going up Mibein HaKlipos, and then, you know, being Malbish Yetzira, and Yetzira to Bria, and Bria Tatzilos. Ubechlal, ubeprat, beklolis Yisrael, ubeprotis in kol echad v'yechod. Vohoiker al yedei goydel koyach ha-tzadikim b'chinas Moshiach, shemeirim b'koycham nekudas ha-simcha b'chol ha-yerudim v'ashvelim oid. And the most important thing to know about this is that the thing that really makes this happen most and best is the great tzaddikim who are b'chinas Moshiach, who have the ability to shine the nekuda of simcha into the lowest Jews, the people who are furthest away from Hashem. Shezehu soid mas shehispor zeh shehoya b'lo yadayim. This is the secret in the story of the seven betlers that Rabbeinu Zal told, the 13th story in Sipurei Maaseis, where he spoke about a betler there who supposedly didn't have hands. And he said he has the ability to sing all 10 types of song. Shehein b'chinas simcha. That refers to simcha. The Pasuk says, Alei osar v'almei novel, Alehi goin b'chinar kisimachtani. That's what it's all about. Shehem refuas habas melech. That's the main cure for the Shechina. That's the main cure for Klal Yisrael. That's the main cure for the individual neshama of a Jew. V'alkein his spoil was there, and that's why this Betler prided and praised himself. Zeh shehoi lo koya godol v'noira biyodov, by saying he has such power in his hands to shoot, to bring forth this simcha. Kemuva b'sipuri ma'isis b'ma'isis shelazayim Betlers. Ki ikar ha-brocho biyodayim shehu birchas ha-seichel. Because the main source of brocho is in the hands, as we saw in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, which, because the main bracha is Birchas HaSeichel, and that comes from the hands. Sikel Es Yodov. We quoted that posuk. When Yaakov Inu gave the bracha to his sons, he placed his hands upon them and he gave the bracha. The Kohanim, when they give a bracha, they give it with their hands. Shaydeze Masigin HaTisho Echol. And through this Birchas HaSeichel, a person is able to achieve those nine Hecholim. Sheshom Mekoyer HaSimcha. That's where the essence of Simcha is. Bechinas V'Simchas Oilom Al Roisham. As it says, that's the Keser. Umishom Mamshichim Bo'oitzen Koichom Chochmo Ve'etzois Noirois Belev Kol HaChalushei Koyach Mo'oid Mo'oid. And it's from that source, the highest source of Kedusha, the Keser, the Tishei Cholim, that's where these tzaddikim draw forth knowledge and advice to be able to give to those Jews who are in far places, low places, to pick them up, to elevate them, to give them happiness, to give them a purpose to life. And each and every individual, to the degree that he puts in effort in trying to come close to these tzaddikim, and to listen to them very, very carefully, very well, to listen to every word they tell him to do and to follow it, and to believe in them, ad shemachnis hasimcha beliboy, to the point where he's zeicha to bring real simcha into his heart. He's zeicha to know what to be happy about, what there is to be happy about in life, that there's a purpose to life, and there's a future, and all the emuna that tzaddikim shown into us. That person is constantly exiting from the hechli atmurois through the koyach of the tzaddik. Kize klal godoil shekol hatikunim sheboilom nasin rak al yedei gdoile hatzadikim shein bechinas Moshiach. This is a very important rule to know, that all the tikunim in the world are done only through the great tzadikim who are bechinas Moshiach. Aval afal pikein. Hein biatzmam einom yecholim lasais cheftzam lehetiv im kolachad miyisrael kiim kefi hiskarvus aleim. Even though the tzaddikim are doing everything, they can only do based on the power that they're given by the people who come close to them. The number of people, the quality of the people, and the quality of the hiskarvus. How serious, how much energy is being expended, how much voltage each Talmud is putting in to coming close to the tzaddik. Ki behechrich sheyeh eze isarusa de lesata kiyadua. Because the rule that's mentioned throughout the Zohar HaKadosh many, many times is that both Hashem and the tzaddikim require isarusa de lesata. Even though they can do it themselves without us, if it comes that way, it's bechinas din. It's trouble. It results in catastrophe. All the problems that the Jews had during the 40 years they were traveling through the desert was because there wasn't enough Isarusa de Lesata up front. Because when they went out of Mitzrayim, they didn't put it. Hashem had to put out the bucks. Hashem had to lay out the money. Hashem had to give them credit, you know, give them an advance, because they didn't have Isarusa de Lesata. That's resulted in all kinds of tzoros. Whereas in order for things to be done right, in order for the tikkunim to be done right, who does the tikkunim? Only the great tzaddikim. Who gives them power? Who decides to a degree how effective they are? Those who try to come close to them. Rabbi Nazar has a chapter in the Likutei Moharan where he talks about Elisha. And Elisha Isho Lekim, that in some places in the Navi he's referred to as Elisha. In other places he's called Elisha Isho Lekim. When he was by himself, he was called Elisha. When he was with his students, he's called Elisha Isho Lekim. And this is one aspect of the criticalness of the kibbutz, this concept of people coming to the tzaddik, especially at the important, especially Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, Shabbos, Hanukkah, coming to the tzaddik. There's many aspects, many examples of this. There's physically picking up your feet and walking to the shul of the tzaddik in Oman, wherever it is, or in the place in Eretz Yisrael where the person is. These are all different examples of coming to the tzaddik. And again, the most important example is bringing one's brain and heart and avodos to the tzaddik, seeing to it to learn what the tzaddik, all the tzaddik's chokhmah and advice, and to fulfill that, you know, that's real. That's called coming to the tzaddik, you know. Sif Chaf Aleph. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas Chanukah. And everything we discussed till now is included in Chanukah. Shehem yemei hoido. Chanukah is known as days of praise, of thanksgiving. B'chinas simcha. That's an expression of joy. Shemamshichim ha-simcha miketz ho-achroin. And we learned earlier that any time within Golus that a Jew is experiencing any type of hatzlocha or any type of victory, success, it's usually that they're drawing on the hatzlocha of the future, which is going to be the total hatzlocha, when Mashiach comes, you know, and when everything is going to get to its total tikkun. So we're drawing simcha from the future. Mibchinas shlemus hagula shetovo al yidei Mashiach tzidkenu. From the complete gula, which will come about through Mashiach. She'oz ikar hagdolas ha-simcha. That's when the simcha will really be big. Shezeu bechinas aisu ashli u'moshchu v'chulu kanal ba'ois yud. That's what Rabbi Nazal refers to at the end of chapter Chof Dalet and Likut Imran over there, when he's interpreting the words in the Gemara, in the interchange between Rabbi Shulban Hanya and the wise men of Athens, when they said those words, aisu ashli u'moshchu, moshchu referred to Moshiach, you know, and referring to this future. Vezeu bechinas ner Chanukah. And this is tied into the candles of Chanukah. Because we know that the evil kingdom of the Greeks tried to block Klal Yisrael from building the Beis Hamikdash, from serving Hashem with the Beis Hamikdash. Sheshom Ikra Hasimcha. As we learned earlier, the Beis Hamikdash is the ultimate center of Simcha of Klal Yisrael. V'chol ha-tikunim anal, and all the tikunim that we discussed, the main place that it all happens is in the Beis Hamikdash. V'alkein hoyosham eser kedushos, and this is why the Beis Hamikdash was the highest place in the world regarding the 10 levels of holiness that are described in the first Mishnah in Kalim. It starts with Eretz Yisrael. Level 1 is Eretz Yisrael, level 2 is Yerushalayim, level 3 is the Har HaBayis, and then we're going in, till you get to the highest level, which is the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'ha-Heichal Kedusha HaTshiyis. The Heichal is the 9th level of holiness, as mentioned in that Mishnah, on going from 1 to 10. Kishom Me'irin HaTisho HeCholin. Because in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdosh, that's where those 9 heavenly heicholim that Rabbi Nazal describes in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, that's where they shine. V'haporoiches hamafsik umavdil bein hakodesh ubein hakodesh kadoshim, and the curtain, which was the divider between the holy and the holy of holies, ze bechinas haprisa hanal. That's the divider that Rabbi Nazal refers to in Likutei Moharan over there. That fence. The fence which the Meichen crash against, you know, blocking them from fully achieving a kesher with the Ein Sof. V'alkein osur lichnois misham v'holo kiim ha-kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim. This is why all of Klal Yisrael was forbidden to enter into there. The only one that was allowed to enter into there was the Kohen Gadol, and only on Yom Kippur. Shehu yoim ho-asiri shel aseres yimei tshuva. Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the 10 days of Tshuva. Shehem keneged ho-eser kiddushos kanal. The 10 days of Tshuva correspond to the 10 levels of holiness in the world. So that Yom Kippur corresponds to the Holy of Holies. We know this is a theme throughout Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. The kesher between Mokoim, Zman, and Ruchnius. How they're always directly connected. V'shom be-beis ha-mikdosh, kol avoides hakarbonos, shem nasim besimcha kanal. And we know the Beis HaMikdash was the place where all these sacrifices were brought, which we learned earlier that the most important feeling during bringing karbonos was simcha. We quoted the Zohar Kodesh that the kohanim must do their avodah b'chedvasa. The shemen hamenoiro uktoires shehem mesamchem aleiv b'bchinas shemen uktoires yisamach leiv. And in the Beis Hamikdash was also we had oil and the ktoires, whereby there's a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in Likutei Moharan over there talking about simcha, shemen uktoires yisamach leiv. So again, where did all of that happen? In the Beis Hamikdash. Vehem, and they, the Greeks, Yimach Shemam, Hizgaru Bozer, they fought all of this. They were looking to destroy all of this. V'rotzu levatel kol zeh chas v'shalom. V'gam rotzu levatel kol ha-mitzvois. And they also wanted to do away with all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shehem kol simchasenu, which are the joy of Am Yisrael. The joy of Am Yisrael is the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's a pasuk. Pikudei Hashem yishorim mesamchei leiv. V'alkein hoyo hanes al yidei shemen daiko. Now you can understand why the miracle of Hanukkah involved oil specifically. Because from the oil of the menorah that they used to light the menorah in the heichal, which is outside of the parochus. Kedei lahamshich ha'oir shehu oir hasogas hamrichin mibchinas lifnai v'lifnim al yidei ha'hakoh ba'pris of ha'makiv kanal. Just as we learned in Likutei Moharan, that you have these moichin, these gimel moichin, and each one is kol from the other, so altogether they're nine, as they're bouncing against each other, and as they're crashing against the keser, against the fence, and in the process of their trying to do that, in the process of the moichin trying to reach up to Hashem, and being blocked by this fence there, and crashing into the fence, we said that that generates these tisha hecholim, these nine hecholim, through which we're able to achieve, to some degree, a connection with Hashem's infinite light. That's exactly what was being done physically in the Beis Hamikdash. That menorah, which was right outside the Holy of Holies, that menorah, the oil of that menorah, which represents moichin, when they lit that menorah right outside the paroches, that represented these moichin that crash against the fence. The fence is the parochus, as they're trying to make contact with what's on the other side of the fence, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and to try to draw from there. V'alkein hizgaru b'shemen zeh b'yoyser. And this is why the Greeks made a point specifically of defiling the oil. So they could have done all kinds of destruction. The Gemara says this is what they went after. They knew that this is the essence. V'timu kol hashmanim, shehem kol hasichlios v'hamoichin. They were metame all the oils. Oil is the symbol of sechel, moichin. Kihem bechinas hechliat murois. Because the Greeks, the sitrachra, are all examples of this hechliat murois. Hechliat murois v'hachalipin. Shememirin umachlifin hakoil. Their job is to turn everything upside down, to exchange good for bad and bad for good, like in Kinyan Chlipin. Shemiz Gabri Malhodom Be'atzvus HaParnoso V'Ribui Tavoisov, where they try to work on a person, to mess a person up with depression due to the quest of Parnoso, the struggle for Parnoso, and all the Tavois Rois, that a person, they try to draw a person into these Tavois Rois. The person thinks he's going to have joy and fun, and he doesn't know that these things just are sugar-coated on the outside. It's not a lasting joy. It's Rachman, it leads only to depression, only to trouble, tzoros. V'chol ma'asho atzvus mizgaber niskalkel hamoyach. And the more that the person falls into deeper atzvus, the more the brain gets messed up. Shehu bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh. The brain is symbolized by, the brain is referred to as a candle that burns with this holy oil, this fuel. V'chein choyzer chalila. And this cycle just continues. More atzvus, more messed up brain. More messed up brain, more atzvus. At shekimat kimat ovdo tikvos lechashon, to the point where the person is just about ready to quit, to give up on themselves completely. Ach hanes hoyo al yidei shemen. However, the miracle took place through oil shoyo chosun b'choy samoy shel kohen gadol. oil that had the special seal of the Kohen Gadol on it. Shenimshach b'shemen amishcha. The Kohen Gadol was the one who was anointed with that special oil. Shekol mikol hatikunim. Sheboi nimshichu kol klei hamishkan beis hamikdash v'chol hakohanim u'malchus David Moshiach. The shemen hamishcha was such a high level of holiness that it was a composite of all aspects of Kedusha. And that's why when they wanted to initiate the Kelim into the Beis HaMikdash, they had to smear it with that Shemen HaMishcha. When they wanted to install a king, he had to be anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Kohen Gadol with this Shemen HaMishcha. Ki etzla Kohen HaGadol kol HaBrochis. Because the Kohen Gadol is the one who has all the blessings, as we learned earlier. Vayisa Arnes Yodo Vayevorachim Kanal Vialkein Al Yedei Me'at Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Hazeh Chazru V'Dolku Kol Haneiros. And this is why through a little bit of this holy oil they were able to restore everything. They were able to light all the candles. Ki Nase Boi Nes Niflo V'Noira Begashmias V'Ruchmias. Because an incredible miracle took place both physically and spiritually. There was only enough oil there to burn for one day, v'dolak shmoina yomin, and instead it burned for 8 days. V'chein baruchnius, that's on a physical level, what they saw physically. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains spiritually what was taking place. V'chein baruchnius, lo yohoye yochoy lo hoye kim ma'at lefi shol. There was only enough holiness, like starter fluid, just a little bit to burn for a very short period of time. Aval hatzadikim bechinas koyhein mizgabrim bo'oitzem koychom at sheze ma'at oyer hashemen shel yoyim echod meyer bechol hashivas yomim shem bechinas zayin midois at shenasim bechinas ches yimei chanuk bechinas chanuk sabes hamikdosh shuklal hadas. The tzadikim have the power when they're given this little bit of oil. They have the power to stretch it, and to stretch it, and to shine into all seven midos, chesed, gvur, tiferet, senschod, yisod, malchus, and bring a shlemus, and generate 8 days of Chanukah, and a whole new initiation, hischachus of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the klal, the Beis HaMikdash represents the total seichel. Ki kol mi sheyesh bo das kilu nivna beis hamikdash biyomav. We know the Gemara says in Brachos that any person who has shlemus hadas, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were already built in his time. So the Beis HaMikdash symbolizes Shleimus Hadas. Ki al yidei ma'at ha-shemen me'irin b'chochmosom b'leiv ish ha-yisraeli she'yisamach nafshoy kanal. Because the tzadikim are the ones who have the knowledge how to even be able to take a little bit of oil and use it to bring tremendous joy and light into a Jew's heart, give him the chizuk that he needs. And with that simcha, the tzaddik has the ability to elevate the person up that ladder that we discussed previously, starting from elevating the malchus miben aklipos and going up to netzach hayisur and going all the way up to the tishei cholin. And when the person gets up there to the top of that ladder, there the simcha is shining upon him from the source of simcha. Remember we quoted the pasuk, V'simcha soilom al roshom, the keser, shenimshach mishom. V'azai kishmeiru ha-simcha yoiser. And when the simcha starts glowing from there, again, they started this process with a little bit of oil, a little bit of simcha. And then they bump the person up the ladder, up, till he gets up to the keser, which is wall-to-wall simcha. And when the person makes a connection over there, and he gets a new blast of simcha, he starts a whole new round of aliyah, going into the next world, and higher and higher. Mihechli hatmuris, exiting from the hechli hatmuris that he's in, v'oile yoiser lebechinas tishei cholin anal, and the person rises up again to the highest place possible, to the tishei cholin, lemokur hasimcha, which is the source of simcha. V'chein choizer cholila l'toiva, and this continues, this cycle continues, you know, all for the benefit of a person. V'zeh b'chinas ner Chanukah moisef ho'ilich. And this is the whole concept that on Chanukah, it's not that we light a candle every night of Chanukah. No, that's not enough. Ner Chanukah, every day we're going up. Every day we're increasing visibly a new candle, an additional candle every day. Ki ikar hu ha'aschola. Because the most important thing is the beginning. V'chol yoim moisef v'hoylech alidei he'oras ha'simcha shemekabel b'chol pam mimokar ha'simcha. And every day of Chanukah, the Jew is given the ability to go higher and higher through the simcha that he's drawing from that mokar ha'simcha, from those tishei cholin, from way up on top. Alidei shehizgaber tchilo lahamshech alatzmai simcha b'chol mokim shehu b'toikev golos nafshoi. How? How is the Jew zeichet to this 6 million watts of simcha and light? By the fact that when the chips were down, when he was in the dumps, when he was in the sitrachra, he was able to use a 6 watt light bulb, he was able to use a little bit of simcha to start himself up, to pull himself out of the klipos, and to start moving. Shezehu bechinas shemadlikin ner Chanukah lemato me'asor atfochim. This is the symbolism in the fact that we position the menorah of Chanukah below 10 tfochim. Shehu bechinas mekoimois hanemuchim oid, which represents the place of the sitrachra, the lowest point that a Jew could fall to. Uleshom daika mamshichim oyer hakodosh v'hanoyra hazeh. And it's to that low place that we're able to draw this incredible bright light into it, this holy light. Shenimshach b'sharosha me'oyer hatzadikim. This light that comes, you know, from the light of the tzadikim. Shezochu lahasogas hatishei cholen anal. Those tzadikim who were zeichet to achieve these tishei cholen. And this is what gives the Jew the ability to say Hallel on Chanukah, you know, with full blasting Simcha. And then the Simcha multiple, the Simcha grows. And that's why on the second day of Chanukah, he's not redoing what he did the first day. He's not in the same place anymore. He's past that. He's higher up. Umadlik beis neiros. He's lighting two candles. Kini toisaf olor, because the light has increased. V'chein b'yom gimel moisav oylech b'chol yom. This continues. Validei kedushas hadlokas ner Chanukah. And it's through this holy mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah candle. Alidei zeh mamshichim derech zeh al kol yemois hashonam. This is a very, what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here now, is a very important yesoid in Breslov, in Chassidus, in Sifrei Kabbalah. That any time we have a holiday, Shabbos, or a Yontif, or any special occasion, where there's big things going on there, and then the holiday's over, and you go back to weekday, you go back to, there's no such thing. Like, let's say Pesach, Pesach we eat matzah for 7 days, and the Sforim writes so much about matzah. There's so much, so a person would say, what kind of baloney? If matzah's so great, who needs this rye junk? I'm going to eat matzah all day, you know, and every day. No, the Sforim explain that once the person does that tikkun for the 7 days, it's in place for the rest of the year. Hashem measured each tikkun, the tikkun of matzah, the tikkun of Chanukah candles, each thing. Once you do it for the period of time you're supposed to, it's not that it works for those 8 days and then it's over. No. That's the tikkun for the year. That's the annual lahavdil. A guy has a car. And he's got to go into the, every year he's got to take it into the shop and they do a whole work on it and then it comes out, it's great. Person says, but hold on a second. If the maintenance is what makes the cost of, then I should do this every day or once an hour. I should be doing it every hour. Come back and do it. No. The nature of the machine is such that if you do this once a year properly, it covers you for the year. Lahavdil, the same thing as Bruchnius here. V'yidei kedushas hadlokas ner Chanukah, yidei zeh mamshichim derech zeh al kol yemois hashonah. A person who fulfills these 8 days of Chanukah properly, he's programmed for the whole year now, that he's able to keep doing this cycle of pulling himself out of the klipas and climbing up the ladder to the top, where he gets a big blast of simcha, and then again going from world to world, higher and higher. Sheyargil bechol yoim ubechol eis lehamshech al atzmoi simcha al yidei amkus hoetzois hoamitiois shegilu atzadikim shenemshochem mimokor elyon moed. That the person should have the ability every day and at all times no matter what the circumstances are, to be able to draw upon himself simcha using the deep, deep advice that the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim have revealed, which comes from the highest, highest places. Mebchinas tisho hecholen anal. These tzaddikim draw their light, their chachma, their etzah from these tisho hecholen. Ad sheyizke lahalis nafshoi mimokim shehu meichle atmuris, ad sheyale, etc., etc. Till the Jew is zeicha to always be able to pull himself out of whatever ditch he's in, whatever mud he's in, whatever atzvos he's in, whatever yerida he's in, and bring himself up the ladder and go higher and higher. Paragraph Chof Beis. V'al kein tekef achar tzivui maisa ha-mishkan beparshas truma, nitztave miyad al hadlokas shemen ha-menoira koidem l'chol avoidei sakrabonis. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal says, interestingly, we find that in Parshas Truma is where Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu regarding building the Mishkan. All the different details, the Mizbeach and the this and the that, all the different things. As soon as he finishes giving him the instructions of actually building the Mishkan, the first item, the first avoida that's listed, which is in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, is lighting the menorah, which precedes all the other karbonos. Any discussion about karbonos, this, that, the first item listed as an avoda is lighting the menorah. K'mashikosusha miyad, as we see immediately at the end of Parshas Truma, which finishes discussing the building of the Mishkan, it goes right into v'ato tetzaveh, and now tell him that there's a menorah, you know, to light the menorah, etc., etc. V'ikho elecho shemen zayizoch. Why? Ki kol maise ha-mishkan shubachinas ha-beis ha-mikdosh hoyu l'sakein pegam ho-egel. Because everything about the Mishkan, which is a miniature beis ha-mikdosh, was supposed to clean up and correct the mess that the egel azov made, the golden calf. Shehu ikar hizgabrus heichle ha-tmurois. The egel azov was the most clear example of the heichle ha-tmurois taking over, you know. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayomiru es kvoidam betavnes shoy roichel esav. Look at the word that's used there, Vayomiru. They exchanged their honor, their respectability. The Jews exchanged their respectability, their close connection to Hashem, with this calf, with this cow. Sheze bechinas kamo yamruhu bamidbor yatzivuhu b'yeshimoin. As we find again, another pasuk in Tehillim that uses that same terminology referring to the yeridos of Klal Yisrael. V'alkein hoya hascholas tikn avodas hamishkan aydei neirois hamenoira shemadlikin bo yalmoed michutz laparoiches. And this is why the first avoida, the beginning of this tikkun, is the lighting of the menorah, which was lit in the oyal moed right outside that paroiches. Sheshom Klolius Horadifa Vamaakev. That's where these two meet up. The Radifa and the Ma'akev that we spoke about. The place where the Moichin that are racing to reach all the way up come into contact with the wall that blocks them, that holds them in, protecting them, you know, from blowing up completely. Ki tekev kishehischilu lasek bavoidas hamishkan, because as soon as Klal Yisrael started working on building the Mishkan, v'nosnu nidvosam olav b'leiv toiv b'simcha gedoyla, and they all contributed with a good heart. This is a very, very, very important point. One of the yesoidos in Ravenas al-Sforum, when he discusses tztaka, that tztaka is when it's done with a rotzayn toy, benedivus leiv. That's the wording in the pasuk there. Kol nediv leiv yevieha eis trumas Hashem. Nediv leiv means with goodwill. Person, when he gives tztaka, the most important thing is to give it with a smile, with a goodwill. Not where people take fundraising seminars and they learn how to trick the guy, you know, how to tear it out of him and how to kill, you know, as long as you got that check, whatever mess he left, but that doesn't matter, you know, etc., etc. Nothing. The whole concept of tztaka is that it has to be an expression of nedivus leiv, of joy. There's no greater joy to a person who understands the greatest joy in life is giving. One of the yesoidos in Sifrei Kabbalah is that you have mashpia and makabel. You have the one who's giving and the one who's receiving. The receiver, by nature, is always a concept of atzvos, depression. Because if I'm the one who has to take, having to take is unpleasant. You know, giving you feel like a king. You know, you're a king, you're a master, you're this, the one who's doing the giving. So the issue of giving is always with a simcha. Nimshach aleihem simcha. So when Klal Yisrael donated to the Mishkan, they drew upon themselves simcha. Vaydezeh hischilu lalois baliyasanal. And that's how they started the ball rolling. That's how they started this process of climbing up the ladder. Ad shegomru amishkan, till they completed the building of the Mishkan, vehidliku miyad neiroi samanoira b'shem mishchas kodesh. And as soon as they finished building the Mishkan, what was the first thing they did? They lit the menorah. Shaydezeh mamshichin oir hasimcha mimokar hasimcha v'kanal. Because lighting the menorah, as we explained earlier, represents going up to that keser, that tisho hecholin. You're right outside the paroiches, and you're lighting, you're drawing light from the kodesh hakodoshim. V'alkein nismach miyad parshas mitzvahs hadlokas neiros hamenorah achar mitzvahs ma'aseh hamishkan kanal. This is why these two are put side by side. Building the whole Mishkan, and then the next item that follows is lighting the menorah. V'chein parshas b'halois chos haneiros nismach miyad achar chanukas hamizbeach. And so too, in parshas b'halois chos, which begins also, just like Tetzaveh, with the lighting of the menorah, it comes right after the Chanukah Samizbeach, where the 12 Nesiim each brought their korbanos, you know, on each one of the 12 days, you know, of the initiation of the Mishkan. Hainu Kanal, it follows the pattern that we discussed here, the beginning and end of the cycle. It starts with Simcha, with a little bit of Simcha, to pull yourself out of the klipos, and then you climb up a ladder to where you make contact with the master generator of Simcha. V'alkein, gam ato, shenechrav ha-Beis HaMikdosh, and this is why even today that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdosh, it's been destroyed, lo nishar lono mikol ho-avoydes shel ha-Beis HaMikdosh, kiim b'chinas oyer shemen ha-menorah. The only thing that we still have, that we're still able to do, is lighting the menorah, shehu b'chinas oyer ner Chanukah, which we get to do once a year during this holiday of Chanukah, during these 8 days of Chanukah. Sheze bechinas, shegam ato betoikiv goluseinu, unu mamshich malinu oyer hasimcha mehakei tzoachroin, bebechinas aiso ashli yomoshchona, bekoyach hatzadikim agdoilim. This means that we have the ability now, while we're still in golus, we have the ability to draw on the future, to draw on when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be restored, to draw on that light, that simcha. And that's what gives us the ability to get out of, to extricate ourselves from whatever junk, from whatever yuridos we're involved in, ad shenizke lotzeis me'agolus lagamri, until we'll be zoich eventually to get out of the golus completely, v'nizke l'simcha shelosit, and we'll be zoich to the real simcha, the simcha of the future. Ki b'shem kodshecho nishbatoloi shelo yichbe neiroi loilam voed. As we find when the Torah speaks about the future, the light of Moshiach, it says that Hashem has sworn that His candle will never be extinguished. Note what the candle, that's the symbol of the simcha b'shlemus. Paragraph Chav Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh v'toivel b'shemen ragloi. Now you'll understand another very important point, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the brachos to the 12 tribes, when he spoke about Osher, I think it was, he said, V'toivel b'shem en ragli, his feet, he'll be dipping his feet in oil. Ki tzrichin lahamshich oyer hashemen sheyoyer beraglin. Because again, Rabbeinu Zal starts that chapter in the Likutei Moran by saying that a person has to draw the simcha, that oyer, that light of the oil, he has to draw it way down to the feet. Sheshom ikarachizosom. That's the main place where the klipos are able to grab hold, are able to have a hold, a stronghold. Lohitziom mehechliatmurois. And the person has to work on extricating the feet from the hechliatmurois, pulling the feet out of the klipos. There's a pasuk that's always quoted, Raglecho yordois moves, that the feet of the kedusha, chasvish rachmanol tzlan, at times they go into death, into the klipos, into the mud. And the whole avoid is to get the feet out of the mud. Bebechinas ner liragli dvorecho, the canal. As the pasuk says, Hashem, your words are like a candle to my feet. Again, we're trying to draw the oyer into the Raglin. Vaydezer, and through this v'toivel b'shem and raglo, if a person is zoicha to draw this light, this simcha, into the feet, into the low places, then barzel unachoshes min olecho, he dresses his feet in steel and copper. Shemal bishin horaglin, these are what clothe the feet. Bebchinas min olayim shal nechoshes u barzel, the person is putting on steel shoes, copper shoes. Shelo yuchlu l'skarav eleinu, that the sitrachru should not be able to approach. He's got a shield, a metal shield, blocking them. V'alkein medaber tekef b'shevach Yisrael. And this is why right after Moshe Rabbeinu said those words, V'toivel b'shem and ragloi, barzel nechoshes min olecho, right after that, he goes into praising Klal Yisrael, lahagdil simchosam, to get them, make them very happy. Kemo shekosu shama, as the pasuk says over there, ein koel yeshurun roichei bashma, ad, until the pasuk continues, ashrecho Yisrael, etc. etc. Vezeh, this is why the pasuk continues over there with the words ukiyomecho dovecho. Shepirish Rashi Kodesh says over there, this is all in Parshas Vezoi Sabroch over there, Sheyihye kol ho'arotzois doivois umeizivois lecho kesev v'zohov, that all the countries of the world are going to be pouring gold and silver on you. That's this dovech, they're going to flow. There's going to be a flow of gold and silver coming from all the countries to Eretz Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. Hainu b'chinas oitzem habracha. This is referring to the massive bracha that Klal Yisrael be zeicha to, or that a yid is zeicha to, by following the cycle we discussed. B'chinas birkas hayodayim hanal. This is the birkas hayodayim that we spoke about earlier. That after the person was mesakein the netzach and hoyd yisoy, the raglin, he goes up to the yodayim, which is the bracha. V'zeh, and this is why the pasuk continues, ein koel yeshurun, when we're saying there's nobody like Hashem, that's implying the deep wisdom of Hashem. Because we know that no human, no mind has the ability to understand Hashem completely. There is nothing in the world. Ein Koel Yeshurun means there's nothing we could compare Hashem to. There's nothing that adequately describes Hashem or does justice, you know, to Hashem's greatness. Bechinas ve'el mi tidemyoni v'ashave. As the pasuk says, Hashem says, "Who can you compare me to? You know, that matches up to me." Ki kol Hashemois hemrak li'achar hatzimtzum. Because all the different names that we are permitted to use for Hashem, those are only constrictions. Those are only after Hashem allowed himself like to be contained within such a thing, to be named, you know, by such an item. She'oz masigin hatishei cholim bebechinas moti v'loy moti, where once you had this redifa ma'akev, then we're able to connect with those tishei cholim to some degree. V'gamheim lo yodin v'lo mizdapkin, as it says clearly, that even in the Tishrei Cholin, there is no complete yediyah. It's not as if the person understands completely what he's seeing, what he's being shown. Ach achar kach, mamshichem mishom, shmoysa v'agdoshim v'toyarov. It's just that after a person is zoicha to climb that ladder, and to get up to that place of the Tishrei Cholin, where this Radifa and Ma'akev interaction, when he comes back down from there, that's when he has the ability to kaviyochel, bring Hashem down into a tzimtzum, into a name, into words. V'zehu, this is what's meant by ein koel yeshurun, she'afol pi she'ein koel, ve'yef shelotavsei b'shum machshava, even though we know that there is no one like Hashem, and there's no way we can contain Hashem, we can fathom Hashem with our minds. Afal pikein, roichev shomayim biezrecha. Despite that, Hashem rides the heavens. ki Hashem Yisborach nikro roichev shamayim al shem shehu lemala meha shamayim shem b'chinas rokiya amavdel bein mayim lo yomoyim bein mei meadas o elyoin shein lanu shum tfisa boi lemayim atachtoinim. Hashem is referred to as roichev shamayim, he rides in the heavens, implying that he's above that. When you ride on a horse, you're on top of the horse. So kavyochem, when we talk about Hashem as being roichev Bashamayim, we're talking about Hashem riding on top of the Shamayim. The Shamayim is this rukia, this curtain that divides between the lower waters and the upper waters, the lower sechel and the upper sechel. Vashem Yisborach nosan bonu koyach. The word Shamayim is one of those words that's discussed many times in the Zohar HaKadosh, different places giving different explanations as to what Shamayim refers to. And sometimes it's relative to what we're referring to. In the context of this discussion, the Shamayim corresponds to that pareches, that curtain that divides between upper and lower, between the Mayim HaTachtonim, in which we do have a Hasogoyim, versus the Mayim Elyonim. Vashim Yisborach nosan bonu koyach lahamshich hasogas hadas daiko al yidei zeh, al yidei hakoas harodifa b'makev, shu b'chinas prisa, b'chinas rokiya, amavdil beinoi ubeinenu. Hashem, with his infinite kindness, has given us the ability to draw knowledge and wisdom through this process of the redifa and the makev, you know, the mind trying to reach up to a place that it can't achieve, and bouncing against the wall and coming back down, being held back, which is the concept of this sky that divides between us and Hashem Kaviyocho. V'hu barachamav shehu roichev shamayim, and Hashem Kaviyocho, with his kindness, Hashem who is this roichev shamayim, ki hu lemala me'aprisa, meaning Hashem is above this curtain, Shehu b'chinas rokiya ho'elyoin, which is this upper heaven. Lemala mei roshe hachayos, Hashem is above all the angels, the heads of the angels. Shemishom kol b'chinos rokiya v'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim. These terms, shamayim, shmei ha'shamayim, are all the area, the domain of the malochim, the chayos, the srothim and chayos. Shekulom hin b'chinas prisa hanal. All of these things are in the category of that curtain which is in between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, Shehu Bein Kol Dargo V'Dargo, which is between each, which separates level 1 from level 2, Ubein Kol Oilam V'Oilam, and between each world, between the Oilam Ha'asiya and the Oilam Ha'yetzira, and so on and so forth, Ad Le'elo Le'elo, until we go higher and higher, V'Hu Yisporach Lema'ala Mikulam, and Hashem is above all of them. Bechinas roichev shamayim hu beezreinu. That's the one who helps us. Lohoyer lanu misham oiroi hoein soif, to shine down upon us from his infinite light. Bechinas moti v'loi moti, in a manner where we touch it and yet we don't have it. Al yidei hakoas harodifa b'makev shubechinas shamayim kanal. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues over there. Ubega avosoi Shchokim, and with Hashem's great glory, Shchokim, he creates the heavens that are called Shchokim. Sheshom soichakin mon letzadikim. The Gemara says in Chagiga, why is it called Shchokim? Because that's the place where they grind mon for the tzadikim. Mon bechinas hadas kemova. We know that mon always represents das, seichel, as Rabbein Zal discusses in chapter 56 on the Likutei Moran and in other places. Ubahashamayim hu elyonim, and in the upper heaven, b'chinas shchokim, which is called shchokim, shom soichakin mon, b'chinas mozoin hatzadikim. That's where they prepare the mon, which is the food for tzadikim. Shehu hadas hu elyon, which is the highest level of das, sheyesh boi kol hataimim, which has every different kind of taste in the world. It's the most delicious, you know, like the mon, which could taste like anything you wanted it to taste. We're talking about a level of das that's multicolored. It's got everything you could imagine in it. Shenimshach al yidei horekiyim, which is drawn upon us through those rekiyim, the heavens. Shehim b'chinas prisos hamavdilim, which are these separating curtains. ki b'chol oilam uv'chol darga yesh b'chinas rekim hamavdilim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that in each one of the worlds and on every level, there are always these separating curtains, these boundaries. Shekol hasogas hadas al yodom daika, whereby our entire ability to achieve an understanding of Hashem on that level is dependent on that curtain. It's dependent on that wall. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues over there. Ma'ino elokei kedem, the residence kaviyachol of Hashem. Because through this process is generated those nine hecholim, shehem b'chinas mo'in v'dira v'lekei kedem, which are like residences and palaces for Hashem. Kial yodom masigin oiro yehoinsoif b'chinas moti v'laimoti, because it's through them that we're able to make contact with this infinite light of Hashem, you know, to some degree. Shezeo b'chinas dirosa yisporach. This is the concept of Hashem's residence. B'chinas mo'in atoho yisalanu. You, Hashem, were a palace to us. You know, you were a fortification to us, like. V'zehu umitachas. So we see kaviyachol Hashem himself is referred to by this word mo'in. V'zehu umitachas zroyois oilam. Shenoiflim hazroyois v'hezgabrus. When a Jew is zochet to the blessings, the brochos, which come from the hands, that's how he brings a mapola, mitachas, he brings down the zroyos olam, the arms of the world, you know, the arms of Esav, the yodayim midei Esav. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining the whole posik there, the whole discussion there in Parshas V'zois HaBrocha. And what happens then? That the enemy is chased away from you. Ki yiplu be'ein tekuma, because they will have a permanent downfall. Pibchinas, as the pasuk says, vayimodedem b'chevel hashkevoy samarza. When Dovid HaMelech defeated his enemies, and he made them lie down on the ground, and he counted them using a rope. He was machnia them. V'zehu ashrecho Yisroel mi komoicho am noisha b'ashem. Siyum ze, siyum uklal kol habrocha shebiyetchem. This conclusion is the conclusion of all the blessings that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. She siyim ba'ashrei, k'moshe mazal, whereby his closing statement was using that word, the famous word ashrei, as the Gemara says. Ki ho ikor lizkos l'kol ze, hu al yidei ashrecho Yisrael. Because the way that a Jew is zeche to all of this is by being happy, by having that feeling, look how lucky I am to be a Jew. Makes that bracha every morning. Baruch atah Hashem, shelo yasani goy. Shezeo b'chinas ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu shoyimrim b'chol yoyim. This is the incredible importance of that statement that we make every morning in a karbonah, right before we start karbonahs, where we say how lucky we are. Shetzorech lahamshich latzmoy simcha gedoyla yidei zekara. That's how a person draws upon himself major simcha. And that's what gives him the ability to experience and to affect all of these tikkunim that we spoke about. Ki ikar hatikun al yidei simchas hamitzvah. Because the main tikkun, the main way that a person starts this whole cycle and gets all of this to happen, is by doing mitzvahs with joy, with tremendous simcha. Shezeo b'chinas Ashrecho Yisrael. That's what's being expressed in these words. How lucky you are, Am Yisrael. Ubozeh posach David Tehillim. And these are the words that David HaMelech used to open up his Sefer Tehillim. Ashrei ho'ish asher v'holach batzas rishon. K'moshe Marzal, as the Gemara says, Shemoshe siyem ba'ashrei. Moshe Rabbeinu closed his blessings in Parshas V'zois HaBrocha with the term Ashrei. V'David hischel mizeh. And Dovid HaMelech started his praises with Ashrei. Ki David Moshiach Simchas Yisrael. Dovid HaMelech, who is the concept of Moshiach, who is the ultimate joy of Klal Yisrael, Shekol Iskoi B'chinas Toidov HaHalel, where the thing that Dovid HaMelech was involved in most was giving thanks and praise to Hashem. Shezer B'chinas Tehillim Shekol Mikol Yud Min Negina. That's the concept of the book of Tehillim that Dovid HaMelech wrote, which is a composite of all the different types of song, Sheze Kol Chiyusenu, which is what sustains us. That's what keeps us going. Kol Ze Nimshach Haidei Bechinas Ashrei. The way that a Jew is zeichet to it is by realizing Ashrei, how lucky he is. Bechinas Ashrecha Yisrael, Bechinas Ashreino. This concept of expressing how lucky we feel, how privileged we feel. Shetzrichen l'sameach atzmai b'zeh b'chol yoim u'b'chol eis u'b'chol shor. That a Jew has to be able to bring himself to simcha about this every day, every time, every hour. Ashrei hazeicha l'zeh. Ashrei to the person that zeicha to do this. Amen ken yehi rotzayim. This is a partial conclusion of this halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to jump to all kinds of appendixes that he's going to explain all kinds of things all over the Torah based on this discussion. Paragraph Chof Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh v'yifga b'mokoyim. This is why by Yaakov Avinu, when he had that special dream where he saw the ladder with the angels going up and down, it begins by saying, V'yifga b'mokoyim. He arrived at the place. He suddenly came to the place, which was the site where the Beis HaMikdash would eventually be built. Bechinas, Pegias, Vahakoas, Horedifo, Bamakev. This is symbolic of the striking, the connecting and the striking of the Redifa and Ma'akev. This Rabbi Nizal had mentioned in Likutei Moran, the Redifa is the moichin of a person jumping upwards, trying to reach up to Hashem. The Ma'akev is the fence or the barrier that keeps them contained, not allowing them to go too high and blow up, in a sense. The Ma'akev is the keser sometimes. The word keser means crown. A crown is shaped like a fence around the head, around the moichin. Shehu b'chinas keser, shenikro mokoim. And Rav Nosson Zal says here that, the word mokoim alludes to the keser, which is sometimes referred to by this name mokoim. K'moy shekosuv ba'toranal, al posuk boruch kevoid Hashem mimkoimoy. As Rav Enizal over there in Torah Chof Dalet makes reference to this, that when we say in Kedusha, boruch kevoid Hashem mimkoimoy, the term mimkoimoy refers to the keser of Hashem. Ki mishom ikar shoyresh kol hamakoimoy sheboilam. Because that's the origin of all places in the world. Which were created, which came into being through many constrictions that come about through this process. This is tied into what Rav Enizal writes over there, that the highest level of knowledge is when a person realizes that they don't know. Ze bechinas mekoimoi sheloilam. That's the concept of reaching kavyachol up to Hashem, who is referred to as the place of the world. Ayin shom, look over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Torah Pei Gimel and Chelik Beis. So Rav Nosson Zal is saying, when it says about Yaakov Avinu, vayifga b'mokoim, he reached the place, he arrived at the place, this is the concept, he's moving, he represents the moichin that are in motion, and they reach the mokoim, they reach the keser, they reach that fence that blocks them and holds them in. Vayolen shom, and Yaakov Avinu spent the night there, kivo hashemesh, because the sun had suddenly set. Bias shemesh zebechinas histalkus omenias ho'er, shebo al yidei b'chinas hamakev. The setting of the sun represents the light leaving. Light leaving, removal of light, is a concept of that ma'akev, that barrier that holds the moichin in, that constricts the moichin, that minimizes the light, you know, not allowing it to go too far. Ki shemesh b'chinas oyer ha'seichel sheroidef lahasig ho'oyer. Because the sun in this example symbolizes the brain of a person which is racing to try to achieve higher and higher levels. However, there's a barrier that holds the brain in, that contains the brain, not allowing it to go out of bounds. That's the keser, we said, this crown, which is called the ma'akev, a barrier. V'yalkein v'yolen shom. Now we could understand why Yaakov Avinu went to sleep there. Ki ikar hasheno hu bebechina zois, because this is what the whole concept of sleep represents. Ki bayoim al yedei avoidas hatfila v'toyro u'mitzvois b'simcha nimshoch ha'moichin. Because during the day, through a person's tefillah and Torah and through the mitzvahs that they do, besimcha, the person's brain is constantly going. It's racing. It's growing. The light is increasing. Al yidei b'china zois shel hakoas haradifa b'makev han'arav. Through this process of the moich in the brain, striking against that fence constantly. You know, it's trying to go higher, and it's always being blocked in by the fence. Avul machmas hayegia shel hakoas haradifa b'makev. However, the Arizal explains that as a result of becoming tired from this process, let's say a person is davening Shacharis, and throughout Shacharis the Moichin are growing, they're increasing, and they're jumping around, and they're striking against that Makev, to the point where at the end of Shacharis they're tired. And therefore the Moichin must leave after the Tefillah. Rak shenisha rishimu. So if they leave, then what comes out of it? What profit does the person get out of it? The answer is there is an imprint that's left from this moichin that was with the person during the tefillah. Aval achar kach le'eserev mistalkin lagamri. However, afterwards, when it becomes nighttime, the moichin leave the person completely. Kimavur bekavonas Arizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. That Yaakov Avinu went to sleep there because he saw that the sun had set. Because Yaakov Avinu came to the realization that it's impossible right now to achieve full moichin. The reason being, because as we had explained earlier, in order to get to the Moichin, you have to start from the bottom of the ladder, which is the Birur of the Hechle Hatmurois, which is sorting out the good from bad within the Tumah, extracting from there the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into there. And since that had not been completed, She'efsher lahasig birchas ha'moichin kimay dei zekanal, we had learned that it's impossible for the person to receive the full measure of Moichin unless they first completed what had to be done downstairs in the basement. You know, the bureau of all the sparks of Kedusha from the Hechle Atmurois. V'alkein v'yolen shom kanal. This is why Yaakov Avinu went to sleep there. That's one explanation. Gam v'yolen shom marameis al hagolios, kamoi shom razal. The act of Yaakov Avinu going to sleep there also symbolizes the exiles that Klal Yisrael would be going through. Kimishom kol hagolios sheboim aide kilkuli adoirois sheinom mevarim koroi mehechle atmurois. Because that's what causes golos, when the Jews in a given generation don't do enough to be mevarer the sparks of kedusha that are found in the hechle atmurois, v'harbe mekalkalin rachmon alzlan. And unfortunately, many Jews, not only don't they participate in the tikkun, but they mess it up even further. They mess things up more. As a result of which, even the greatest tzaddikim are limited and are held back from achieving the full das that they want to achieve or that they could achieve. They're held back by the people. There's a very important proof of this that's quoted very often, that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven during the 40 days, 40 nights that he spent there, and he was gobbling up Moichin, you know, he was learning new things every second from Hashem, and then when the Jews worshipped the golden calf, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech, raid, leave, go down. And the Gemara says, raid, migdulascha, go down from the level that you're on. So the Gemara says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Klum nosati l'cha gedula ela b'shvilam. The only reason I gave you greatness is for the people. You're a servant of the people. And therefore, if the people go down, you got to go down with them. Your rising in levels of moichin is dependent on the people. V'alkein huchruch lolon sham. This is why Yaakov Avinu was forced to go to sleep there. B'chinas sheino ubitul ad sheyivarer koroi v'yovoy l'mavukshel. Until he would succeed in making the birur down below, you know, on the lower levels, properly, and then he would get to where he has to get. Then he'd be able to, his moichin would be able to advance as much as he wants to. And this is why the Gemara says that when a Jew makes a decision that he wants to purify himself, he wants to get closer to Hashem, Hashem helps him. How does Hashem help him? Hashem says, wait. Shenemar al kol echot miYisrael harotze l'tayar. That statement applies to every single Jew who wants to purify himself, who wants to come close. Kameshikosu b'simen vov, as is explained in chapter 6 in the first half of Likud Imran. V'chein ne'amar al hatzadik ho'isik l'tayras Yisrael. And that statement also applies to the tzadikim who want to purify Klal Yisrael. That there also, there's a weighing involved. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was doing. By Yaakov Avinu going to sleep there, he was fulfilling this concept of waiting. He got to the place, running. Now wait. Now stop and wait until the light turns green. Until you're given the go-ahead to move forward. Vayikach me'avnei hamokoyim vayosem rashoysov. And Yaakov Avinu took from the rocks that were in that area, and he placed them as a resting place for his head. Shelokach ubirer me'avnei hamokoyim b'chinas birur oisiois v'nitzutzois shem b'chinas avnei kodesh shenoflu lehech le'atmurois shem avnei negev. This act of Yaakov Avinu taking stones and placing them by his head symbolizes that birur, that selecting of the good sparks of Kedusha from the bad sparks. Because sparks of Kedusha are often referred to as stones. Neshamais are referred to as stones. There's this posuk tishtapechna avnei kodesh. When the Jews were being killed by the Goyim, it says the holy stones were splattered all over the street, referring to the Jewish neshamais, those sparks of Kedusha. V'hatzadek mevarer huavonim toivois shehem avnei kodesh shehem oisiyos hatoira mehech le'atmurois. The tzaddik is the one who selects out the good stones, which are the holy sparks, from among the other stuff. And good stones means holy sparks, which means neshamos or letters, because those two are synonymous. Every Jewish neshama is a letter of the Torah. Yesh shishim riboy oiseis la'Torah. Vayosem rash oisov. And Yaakov Avinu placed them by his head, where he would lay his head down. Shemekashram l'toich ha'roish v'asechel. This means that Yaakov Avinu took those letters, those sparks of Kedusha, those rocks that he had selected from among all the rocks that were there, and he placed them by his head. He was mekasher them to his moyach, to his sechel. Those sparks of Kedusha that the tzaddik is zeichet to select out, he takes them and he attaches them to his moyach. Vayishkav b'mokim ahu. And he slept in that place. Sheyoshon mitoch divrei Torah. This means that he went to sleep in the process of learning. The Gemara says, this is brought in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, that in order, one of the ways that a person can protect themselves, that nothing bad should happen to them during their sleep, they shouldn't have bad dreams, chas v'shalom, or other things, is by going to sleep, by making sure that the last thing they do before going to sleep is learning. This way, those thoughts are going through your mind as you're going to sleep. That serves as a protection from anything bad happening during the sleep. V'zeh marameis al kol odom. This is a remez not just for tzaddikim, but for everybody. Shekisheroyeh shemoinen oisai kemoi shemoinen. That when a person sees that they're having obstacles, that things are blocking them from advancing, like Yaakov Avinu saw here, that the sun was setting, the lights were being turned out, Tzorech lekasher b'machshavtoi divrei Torah. He has to bind, he has to attach his brain to divrei Torah. Ulohitzi machshavtoi mirayonim roim. And get his brain out of bad thoughts, chas v'shalom. Ulekasher b'machshavtoi diburei Torah. To see to it, to bind his mind to divrei Torah. Ad sheyoshon mitoich diburei Torah. To the point where he goes to sleep with thoughts of Torah. Shezehu ikar bechinas habirur mehech le'atmurais. That's one of the main ways that he succeeds in making this selection, selecting and extracting sparks of Kedusha out of that hech le'atmurais. Kizeh bechinas tshuvas hamishkol. Because this is an example of exacting tshuva, where a person's tshuva is matching the sin exactly. Shehu ikar tikun pegama bris, shu pegama machshova. which is the main thing, the main way that a person is zochet to correct pegam abris. Pegam abris starts off at the machshava level, thinking bad thoughts. Shekol tikunoi al yedei zeh daika, whereby the person's tikun is through this precisely. Kemo shekosav al maimor hazal b'hainu dol b'simen chav zayin b'tor tzi sayin shom. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 27 in the first half of the Likutei Moharan, that how does a person make a tikun for bad thoughts? The answer is through good thoughts. That's the way. Because whenever a person wants to be misakin a pigam, he's got to be misakin it exactly in that place. So pigam abris begins from bad thoughts that a person has during the day, which lead to chas v'shalom bad dreams at night and emissions and things like that. Rachmana litzlan. The way that a person is misakin it is to see to it to bind his mind to it, to be makasher his moyach to diburim of Torah. V'zehu vayishkav b'mokim hahu. And this is why it says he slept in that place, in that location. Because he slept right in that place where he arrived, that's where he slept. Because he was mekasher his moyach to that same place till he fell asleep. Because this is what each and every person on his level is required to do. Even though the person sees that his mind is being held back, he's not able to advance and to move forward. He has to at least see to it to run away from bad thoughts. If he's not being given the ability to advance, to move forward in good thoughts, in deeper levels of learning, etc., he has to at least fight not to allow his mind to slide downward into bad thoughts. That's where it's saying that Yaakov Inu slept over there in that place where he got up to. Even though he doesn't have the ability to achieve understanding in that place, afal pikin tia machshavtei kshura sham aide avne amokim shemichnas oisias haTorah ad sheyoshem mitor divrei Torah. He should at least keep his mind plugged in over there. How? By attaching it to divrei Torah, to see to it through the oisias haTorah, to the point where he goes to sleep with thoughts of Torah. Shezel bchinas vayishkav b'mokim ahu. Vayachaloim, and it says he dreamed. Vehine sula mutzavorza, he saw a ladder where the foot of the ladder was on the ground. Voroishay magia shamaima, and the top of the ladder reached up to heaven. Shero shezel ze klal avodas odom zeolam. Yaakov Avinu saw that this is basically what a Jew is supposed to accomplish in this world. Shetzorech leireid el horetz hagashmi hazeh, he's got to go down to this gashmius world, sheshom achizas heichle atmurois, which is a place where the klipois, the tuma, has a stronghold, ulevarer misham, and he has to select and extract from there sparks of kedusha, velalois bechol aliyos hanal, and then start climbing up the ladder in the manner that Rabbeinu Zal discussed in the Torah. Aydezer hasulam, through this ladder, sheroish magia shemaima, where the top of it reaches up to heaven. Shezeh b'chinas ha-priso hel-yoyna. Shamayim represents the upper curtain. You know, the curtain all the way on top, right before the infinite light of Hashem. B'chinas keser, which is the keser. Shederech shom kol hasogas ha-tesei cholan anal. That's how a person is zeichet to achieve those nine hecholim in heaven. By climbing up that ladder and reaching up to the top, that curtain, and even striking against it. V'zeh merames sulam, and this is the remez in that term sulam, the ladder. Ki sulam begematria koil kemuva, because it's brought that the word sulam, which means ladder, has the same numerical value as the word koil. Koil means crying out Hashem, calling out, speaking. Shezeh b'chinas ha-koil koil Yaakov. That's what the Torah tells us is the whole power of Yaakov Avinu, his power of speech. Shaydeze kol his gabrusoi shalisha Israeli neged kol asitrach revechle atmurois shekulam klum b'chinas esav. That's how a Jew does battle against the sitrachra, the hechle atmurois, which is the concept of esav. Kemoishom razal, as the Gemara says, bizman shakol kol Yaakov ein hayidai midei esav. when Yaakov Avinu is using his mouth, then Esav is not able to be successful with his hands.